Hello and welcome to the WebServing Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google is rolling out support for AMP landing pages in search advertising campaigns. China has announced new rules regarding group chats, and Comscore has published its annual white paper, the Global Mobile Report, for 2017. Announced that it will roll out support for AMP landing pages in search advertising campaigns internationally over the next 2 weeks. In the next fortnight, all advertisers around the world will be able to point their mobile search text ads at AMP pages. AMP, or accelerated mobile pages, use lightweight code in order to load much faster than normal pages. They've been attributed to lower bounce rates and higher conversion rates and are especially useful in markets with slow mobile internet speeds. Currently, the rollout only covers mobile search text ads, but it's reasonable to believe that this range will broaden in the future. The Cyberspace Administration of China has announced new rules regarding group chats on websites and messaging apps in the country. Under the new rules, the creators and managers of group chats are completely responsible for the contents and management of these groups. Furthermore, websites and apps that provide group chat functionalities must now verify the identities of all of their users and keep logs of all group chats for a minimum of 6 months. They are also required to set up systems whereby group chat creators and managers who break the rules will have their management rights taken away. Rule breakers will also have their details reported to the Chinese government, who will keep their details on file. The change has raised some concern among some commentators who are worried about China's ever-increasing stranglehold on its citizens' online rights and privacy. The new rules affect well-known platforms including WeChat, QQ, Weibo, Baidu Taiba, Alipay Chat, and Momo. Comscore has published its annual white paper, the Global Mobile Report for 2017. The report looks at the state of the mobile market across 14 countries around the world and examines trends and changes in mobile usage. One of the key findings was that the majority of time spent on mobile is spent on apps rather than the mobile web. Worldwide, apps account for over 80% of time spent on mobile. When looking at what kinds of content users are consuming, it was found that social media and instant messaging are the most popular activities, accounting for over a quarter of all time spent on mobile. The report also revealed that in certain markets, people are going online using their mobile devices only, having no access to a computer. 70% of Indians online fall into this mobile-only category. It's also a trend seen in Brazil. The proportion of Brazilians being mobile-only rose from 22% in 2016 to 29% this year. The Russian e-commerce market is growing strongly and is predicted to be worth almost 16 billion euros by the end of the year. This is according to research by Russian Post and the Association of Internet Trade Companies, or AITC. The research found that Russians spent the equivalent of 7.2 billion euros online in the first half of this year, an increase of 22% on the same period in 2016. Cross-border e-commerce is experiencing especially rapid growth, having increased by 34% in the first half of this year compared to last year. Cross-border e-commerce is set to account for 37% of all online sales this year, equivalent to over 6 billion euros. Looking at where these cross-border online shoppers are shopping, China is the most popular destination. Russians bought 90% of their foreign online goods from Chinese websites, with EU websites coming in at just 4%. Followed by US websites at 2%. And finally, the Spanish fashion company Zara has announced that it's due to launch an e-commerce site for the Indian market in the near future. Due to go live on the 4th of October, the site will mark the first time that Indian consumers will be able to buy from the company directly online. Currently, Zara fans can only buy from physical stores in the country or from third-party online sellers such as Amazon. Zara first entered the Indian market in 2010, making its e-commerce site long-awaited. If the high levels of excitement generated by Facebook posts announcing the e-commerce site's upcoming launch is anything to go by, the site will see strong success in the Indian market. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.